Page 107. Complete text of measures. City of Vancouver. Proposition number 5. Resolution number M-4346. A resolution of the City Council of the City of Vancouver, Washington, providing for the submission to the qualified electors of the City of Vancouver at the November 4, 2025 general election, of a proposition authorizing the city to increase its regular property tax levy above the limit established in Chapter 84.55 RCW to fund police and public safety services, requesting the Clark County Auditor to place the proposition on the November 4, 2025 ballot, and approving matters properly related thereto. Whereas, community growth and the associated 24% increase in call volume for police services from 2017 to 2024 has resulted in a decline in police response times. And, whereas, a growth in demand for police services has strained investigative capacity of detectives, such that nearly 3,200 cases go uninvestigated each year. And, whereas, during 2023, Vancouver Police Department staff identified the necessary additional operating resources needed to increase the ability of the department to more effectively respond to the public safety needs of the community, and to build capacity to proactively engage the community in preemptive strategies to prevent threats to community safety, and worked with other city departments to estimate the cost of these additional resources. And, whereas, the city manager convened in 2024 and 2025 a Community Advisory Committee on Policing to review and advise on identified needs and recommendations from the police department, and to formulate a recommendation on potential investments in police capacities. And, whereas, operating demands citywide necessitate an additional sworn staff of approximately 25 commissioned/sworn full-time employees, FTEs, in a range of ranks and assignments, and approximately 10 non-sworn/non-commissioned FTE positions, related support costs and equipment. And, whereas, the Community Advisory Committee on Policing recommended moving forward with a three-part funding approach, which would include a council-initiated sales tax, state grants, and a permanent single-year levy lid lift property tax measure. And, whereas, additional police staffing will likely result in additional costs to the criminal justice system, and will be eligible for this funding. And, whereas, Washington state law limits the annual increase of a city's regular property tax levy amount to 1%, plus an allowance for new construction, unless the voters of a city approve the collection of regular property taxes in a greater amount. And, whereas, the city's 2025 general regular property tax levy is approximately $2.14 per $1,000 of assessed value. This rate does not include the affordable housing property tax levy, quote, Proposition 3, end quote, that is authorized by RCW 84.52.105. and was approved by the voters on February 14, 2023. the statutory limit for the city's general regular property tax levy is $3.325 per $1,000 of assessed value. And whereas RCW 84.55.050 provides for the levy of regular property taxes in an amount exceeding the limitation specified in Chapter 84.55 RCW, if such increased levy is authorized by a ballot proposition approved by a majority of the voters at an election held with the taxing district, a, quote, levy lid lift, end quote. And whereas the City Council deems it necessary to submit to the voters of the city a levy lid lift proposition of whether or not the city shall levy regular property taxes for collection in 2026 in excess of the limit factor provided for in RCW 84.55.050. 1. Which amount would then be used as the basis to calculate subsequent levy limits, pursuant to Chapter 84.55 RCW. And, whereas, on August 4, 2025, the City Council deliberated on the desired size of the levy increase and selected 15 cents per $1,000 of assessed value as the levy rate increase to put before the voters during the general election to be held on November 4, 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Vancouver. Section 1. Underline. Findings. End underline. The Council hereby adopts and incorporates, by reference, the above recitals as findings. The Council further finds that the best interests of the residents of the city require the city to fund police and public safety services, including, but not limited to, the following investments. Add up to 13 full-time equivalent FTE, sworn police officers in a range of ranks and assignments. Fund the acquisition and maintenance of law enforcement equipment and vehicles consistent with both current and future standards. Fund additional prosecution and criminal justice system costs as determined by City Council. And fund necessary administrative and staffing costs in other City of Vancouver departments to support the investments outlined above. The programmatic expenses above are to be limited by sustainable new revenue and appropriated through the City's regular budgetary process. The City Council shall determine the timing, order, and manner of funding police and public safety services, and the use of levy lid lift proceeds, including those investments described above, as part of the budgeting process. The cost of all compensation, benefits, training, support services, equipment, technology, vehicles, legal and other professional services, administrative expenses, and other direct and indirect costs incurred in connection with the police and public safety services shall be deemed a part of the costs of such police and public safety services. The City Council may alter, make substitutions to, and amend such components as it determines are in the best interests of the city and consistent with the police and public safety services purposes described herein. Section 2. Underline. Calling of election regarding the levy of additional property taxes. End underline. There shall be submitted to the qualified electors of the City of Vancouver, Washington, a proposition regarding whether the city shall levy regular property taxes above the levy limitations established in RCW 84.55.050 and RCW 84.55.010 for their ratification or rejection at a special election to be held on November 4, 2025. The Clark County Auditor, as ex officio supervisor of elections in Clark County, is hereby requested to call and conduct the election referenced on such day, and to submit to the qualified electors of the city for their approval or rejection a proposition to A. increase the city's regular property tax levy by approximately 15 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation, in addition to the regular annual levy inflationary increase, to a total maximum regular property tax rate not to exceed $2.47 per $1,000